Blog Talk Radio.
Man, fuck them niggas. From a
check. check out Big Dipper TV,
the Queen City's original hip-hop show,
24 hours a day,
7 days a week,
on Time Warner Cable,
on 1093,
featuring the hottest music video countdown,
from independent artists from Carolina,
D.C.,
and beyond.
In the building, I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guest. You know him as an entrepreneur. He's a producer. He's a rapper, a basketball player, and a humanitarian. He is the CEO of No Limit from 1990 to 2003. From 2002 to 2003, New No Limit, Gutter Music, Take a Stand, and currently No Limit Forever. He began in the 1990s with his group True album, Ice Cream Man, along with several albums. He also went platinum and certified platinum with singles and albums, Make 'em Say Ghetto D, The Last Don, and he starred in several movies. Didn't I tell y'all he was an actor? He starred in several movies and films. I'm About It, I Got the Hookup, Lockdown, and also in 2004 released his 11th album, 3,000 copies. No Limit Forever.
Well, No Limit Forever is the next generation of music. Romeo put together a mega team. No Limit Forever is doing the soundtrack for the new movie with me and Gucci Mane. It's called Get Money. It's the next generation. I mean, they understand the digital game of this business, just like what you're on right now. You know, internet, computers, understanding the importance of that. That's the future of entertainment. And, you know, to understand that the CDs and DVDs and, you know, that stuff is being distinct. And so if you don't understand the digital media, you know, you won't make it in this game. So that's the next generation of music. I mean, I was able to sell millions of copies. And then now with No Limit Forever, we're able to open up a door to be able to sell billions because you could reach countries now at one time through the internet. And, the movie that we have coming out right now with the soundtrack with the first song is called Trending, and also Megan Good is off the new soundtrack for Get Money. So, I mean, it's all type of avenues, and it's important that people understand this digital media because this is the next, this is the future to music. And that's what No Limit Forever, they understand that business. We know that business. We experts at that. Because we prepare and educate ourselves to, you know, come from the streets, but be able to educate ourselves to do something else. And that's what it's about. I mean, I feel like Benjamin Button, like I'm getting younger now. I'm able to revamp my career and come back and do this again. You know, I feel like I got some young legs. This ain't like playing football or basketball. You just got to be able to keep up with the times in your wordplay. So, you know, with this next generation to be able to be a godfather in this game and to be able to put out real music that kids can relate to, you know, and that this generation, because I already sold music to their parents, and now to be able to sell music to their kids is definitely history in the making, twice.
And you also a positive influence. I know
I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm not perfect, but I done been through things in my life, and I understand the most important thing to reach back and help that next generation. And that's what we do with Urban Born. We in the community. I mean, we places that other people are not going to go because I know that was once me and that my coach saved my life, and I feel like I could be a life coach, and hopefully I could help save that next generation.
Exactly. Well, we have Megan Good. I got a chance to check it out in the conference the other night with the Nerve DJs, and I'm telling you, hot. So we want to go to that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, when you're talking about making club music, we made this song for the club in the scene in the Get Money movie. And if you look at it, it's like being able to put some type of identity to a female that's classy, that's hood, but still that everybody can relate to. And we was able to come up with the terminology, Megan Good. She got that good, and I think every female in the game right now can relate to this song because Megan Good is a person that came from the bottom, but that's definitely on the uprise and making it in this entertainment business. And I think she gives women that come from nothing. She inspires them to go after their dreams and go after their goals. And that's the type of music we want. We want to make some music that when you hit in the club, some feel-good music, but you still feel like, you know, I like that it's relevant, it's with the time. And so that's what the music about is, the club banger.
Exactly. Well, we're going to go to Megan Good featuring Benny B, Valentino, and Romeo. Here we go.
No limit forever.
Get money. She look like a movie star. That one. Mom's in here. She got that good. Watch how she turn haters when she walk.
Whoa, keep massage it. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. Whoa, keep massage it. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. She got that good. They making good. She the coldest and the flyest in the hood. She got that good. They making good. She the coldest and the flyest in the hood. She got that good. They making good. She the coldest and the flyest. Them lips up, face she bad. Baddest in the club I seen. Make me go equal friendly and spin my green. I don't pop no pills, but she my drug. Got to have shorty like Khalifa need bud. I'm on that girl, cause she my type. Got a supermodel face, but if she after, she a fight. I'm on lil' mama, cause shorty, she so real. My girl, she so ill, but shorty, she so chill. She don't talk to a glare when she mad at night, but
so right, it look like they been painted. Man, I swear she famous. Can't nobody touch her. She was green when I met her. Now she a stone bone hustler. We get it in. Me and her, we by the bar. Both got that tank around our neck. They know who we are. That's my motto. She make it wild. Anything she wants, she get it. I'm a baller. In the latest coupe, matching his and hers. Hop out like two polar bears with the latest furs. We doing things. We all about the clout. She got that Megan Good. Know what I'm talking about?
Whoa, keep it side, got the better chick up in here right beside me. Whoa, keep it side, got the better chick up in here right beside me. She got that good. They're making good. She the coldest and the flyest.
All right. Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. We have Master P. Miller in the building. You were just listening to Megan Good featuring Mr. Valentino, Benji D, and Romeo. All right. I'm loving that track.
I'm loving it.
That Megan Good, you know what I'm saying? And it's blowing up at radio and the clubs, and the video coming real soon.
I know, you can tell that's you add that no limit flavor to it, too. You can tell you have had your hand in on that. And I know you have different, you know, new artists that you're working with, such as Valentino and Chi. Tell us a little bit about your artists.
Miss Chi, right now, she's from Atlanta, from Zone 6 with Gucci Mane from. I think she's the next hottest female in the game because she's able to make street crossover music and keep it real and talk about the struggle. Benji B, Ace High, K.I., Oak Tree, Tebow, Player. This is gonna be a great year for No Limit Forever because the Dream Team is definitely in the building, representing the West Coast, Eastwood, and Silky Shaka back doing what he do, Black Dime. I mean, it's gonna be an incredible year for the fam.
Yes, y'all back. Y'all doing your thing. Well, it's not like you left. You always been doing it.
You gotta make yourself relevant in the music business. That's what people don't realize. So if you're not relevant and have hot music out, then it seems like, oh, well, you're going somewhere. But, we always been here. We're going to be here. But the thing about it is, you know, to be able to make music for this generation, which a lot of artists that come from my generation, they haven't been able or gifted to do because they're stuck in their own zone. And I just think if you're going to be able to make music for this generation, you got to have an open mind and an open ear to music to where is it at now.
All right. Now, how is it? I know it's so many people hit me up today, texting me and everything. Are you looking for new artists to be a part of the No Limit family?
When you look at right now, the artists out right now, they don't have a chance to make money because they got these 360 deals. And with No Limit, we're looking for great artists to break talent. You're looking for new talent. You can log on to NoLimitForeverRecords.com, and you can submit your song to be on the Get Money soundtrack. And you also, can submit your material if you're a new artist looking for a record deal. So, I would think of just finding those diamonds in the rough. So, that's what it's about. And we're looking for hit records. So if you got a hit record, send your information to NoLimitForeverRecords.com.
Okay, what about producers? I know there are producers out there.
I mean, we're looking for producers. I mean, you got to imagine right now, to be able to make the records, you need some high producers. So, if you look at the game now, it's all with new producers that's probably been discovered online. A lot of these guys that are making music for big artists, they've been discovered online, and that's what I'm telling people right now. You got to get with this digital new era of music, and you definitely can't submit your music now to record companies. And like I said, producers and artists, you can submit stuff to NoLimitForeverRecords.com, or you go to my Twitter, is Master P Miller, or my Facebook.
All right. Well, we have another track. We have Trending. Tell us a little bit about Trending.
Trending is with me and Gucci Mane, and that's another lead off from the soundtrack to the movie Get Money. This is more about a street record, but it's an anthem, sort of like the music that No Limit known for. It's one of them songs you could really get to feel Master P. It's about having dreams and goals. You'll hear me saying I could smell the money, because the movie is Get Money, and it's definitely one of those hype tracks that you will get in the club and wild out to. So, it was a fun record making, me, Gucci Mane, and Romeo. And y'all check it out. The new record is called Trending.
Here we go.
No Limit. forever.
My bodyguard, 5'8", he watch my back like I'm Bill Gates. Trick, I'm back. I'm reloaded. A million followers, that's what they quoted. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
We run the streets. No limit, keep coming. I'm the boss. I'm the boss. We pop models.
Pop models.
We flex on haters.
Flex on haters.
Pop bottles.
Million souls.
Million souls.
A million dollars.
A million dollars.
Trick, I'm back.
Trick, I'm back.
A million followers.
Y'all rookie.
Y'all rookie.
I'm a vet.
I'm a vet.
No limit, boy.
Y'all fake it.
Y'all fake
I'm
it.
Making millions. Why you still hate?
I'm full of juice.
Full of
call
juice.
Call me Gatorade.
Gatorade.
I got that moose like in your girl's head. Flip a sack.
Flip a sack.
Sell a quarter.
Sell a quarter.
I got rich friends. If I lose it, I can borrow.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
We run the streets. No limit keeps coming.
I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
We pop models.
Pop models.
At least about 10 keys a piece. And I put that on my little boy, bam, and my niece. 150 keys in my Sachi fleece. Just a me from the street, try to smoke and drink. And y'all, they got a squad, Bray squad, Devil Nil, Green boys, and Bray squad. Good, you so fucking squad. Everywhere whether I go. This 100 cash. Touch your boy close by so I can show my ass. 100 on your head, it might make your mama flip you. Not an average hood villain, I'm a special. Every night I go outside and play. I keep a couple AKs close by to save the day.
I'm trending, boy.
Trending, boy.
I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
We run the streets. No limit, keep coming. I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
We pop models.
Pop models.
Carbon fiber body, that's the Enzo. Got the milli on it, nowhere near broke. The Eiffel Tower, it's in my rear view. I see some haters in my future, tell my car shoot. James Bond, super hell click. Spider-Man, Superman a kick. We in the club 100 deep, like a football team. I'm the Michael Vick of this dream team. 100 bottles, 100 models. I say 100 G's in the club like I hit the lotto. My best friend Trigger happy, call him Smiley. He love that white girl, and I ain't talking Miley.
I'm trending,
boy.
Yeah, I'm trending, boy.
Smell
the money.
Smell the money.
We run the streets. No limit keeps coming. I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
We smell the money.
The new beginning. No limit forever.
I can smell the money.
Like Benjamin Button. I got a second
one.
My money. Goose. Rome.
I can smell the money.
Get money.
I can smell the money.
That's hot. That's hot.
I can smell the money.
That Gucci man. Yeah, that is hot right there. That take me back, man. I'm loving that.
I definitely appreciate it. You know what? That's what music about is, finding you a place in this game and being able to find a target audience. And that's what I've always been doing in my career. And I just thank all the fans out there, all the new fans, all the old fans. And, you know, I'm just going to keep keeping up with the times and staying relevant. I think that's what keep you young and keep you with some young legs. And people don't realize Jason Kidd was a person that was able to play this game and still be relevant. When you think that, you know, man, this guy can't be playing at this level. You know what I'm saying? And he is. He's doing it because he was able to keep up.
All right. Well, what can we expect for you in the near future?
I'm telling you, you might as well expect for us again, taking over the entertainment world, not just the music world, because we're doing a lot of movies, TV, and then the music, to be able to reach the people through the music is definitely a blessing, and to be able to continue to make hit records, but also being able to lot of giving back with us, because I feel a lot of artists don't understand that. That's the most important thing, you know. I make a lot of money to be able to give it back and help that next generation. I think that's the most important thing for me. God has blessed me. I know I come from the streets where I'm able to do that, because I know we're going to find a couple of Jews out there the same way that I was. I was a diamond in the rough, a real Jew that was hidden, you know, through the mud, and say, man, that's a stone. That's a real Jew right there. Pick that up, you know, and we don't be able to see that with the next generation because we just stereotype and forget where we came from. So to be able to be successful, never forget where I came from, and keep opening them doors for that next generation, that's what my life is about.
Well, I just commend you for all that you have done from the 1990s to now. I've been a huge fan of Master P. And right now, I'm telling you, we have so many people tuned in across the world. We podcast, and we have a link on our site. People listening, people texting me and tweet me like crazy. We have the also the blog spot. We have a chat room. Everything. We have thousands and thousands of listeners tuned in right now. Is there anything you would like to say to the listeners that's tuned in right now?
Yeah, my thing I would tell all the listeners right now, you know, follow your dreams. It might be hard, but you can make it. You know, don't give up. Don't let the haters stop you. Like I said in the record, we flex on haters. We get out. That make me work hard. When I know somebody tell me I can't do something, it make me go out there and go crazy and go make it happen. So anybody out there that got a hater, man, go out there and flex and keep it going. You'll definitely get it. Don't worry about what nobody say. You know, stay focused. Keep your head up. I look at right now, like with me, you know, the music and being able to be an entertainer. You know, also I think that I want people to do families. If y'all listening, take this 90-day challenge with me. What I'm doing right now with this 90-day challenge is you could go to hiphopmoney.com and watch every morning. I'm up every morning working out. My son is my life coach right now as far as me getting it back into shape. So I done lost 20 pounds. I got 20 more to go, and I'm about to be the sexiest man in Hollywood in a minute. So, you know, I think people should really take that as something that will help change your life. You know, if you feel like you need to work out, get yourself back in shape, go and do it. Don't do it for no money. Do it because it'll help you live longer. You know, and I hear a lot of these artists say, get rich, die young. Nah, I won't get rich and die old. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what this generation, we got to start taking care of ourselves, because there's a lot of obesity out there. So, you know, I feel good about my music. I feel good about my movies. And now I want to feel good about myself so I can be here with my kids and enjoy this. So it's definitely a journey. It's just the evolution of me and my family, you know, the Miller dynasty. And I'm challenging any other families out there that's listening. You know, even about the education part, I think what saved our life, I got a brother dead and a brother in prison. What saved my life and my kids, I was able to get education. I feel that education saved my life. And that's why I'm always going into them schools. You know, all them kids that's in there that's probably hard heads like I was back then, but I got a second chance, and a lot of these kids are not going to get a second chance, so I'm telling them it's easy to catch up now than to catch up later. You know what I'm saying? And our music is cool, but music is a form of entertainment. So if you hear a record, I don't want nobody to say, yeah, I went out, committed a crime because I heard a record. I mean, you watch the movie Scarface, Tony Montana, you know, you can't blame that on what makes somebody do what they do. You know what I'm saying? So stop using excuse through music and movies as that what triggered you to do something negative, and start looking at life saying, you know, this is a form of entertainment. And, you know, I got to make a choice what I want to do in life.
Exactly. Well, I know No Limit is forever, and I know No Limit has, y'all have the best hype man there is, Sean Ross.
Oh, yeah, John
Rowe's handling his business. He's doing
his thing, isn't he? Yeah, well, he's out there in the streets. And that was, you know, I want to tell y'all right now, too. I know a lot of people talk about, you know, doing things by themselves. I never did that because everything I do, it take a team. If you look at Bill Gates, all the successful people, they have a team. You know, it's other people that make it happen. It ain't just about Master P and Romeo. It's about the team, the people that get out there and get out there in the streets to promote this stuff, that get out there and make this happen in the studio. You know, the people that believe in this and get this out to the marketplace. So we never talk about those people. I think anybody that's doing something, get you a strong team, whether it's your family, you know, your friends, people that you hire, people that you work with, because it's nobody could do something by themselves. You know, even you look at Donald Trump, and I think we got to stop looking at life to where we put it all about finance. I'm a dude from the hood. You know how many times I fell off in the hood before I made it? I mean, I must have fell off about 10 times. Well, you know, I had money lost. I had to figure out how to get it back. So those are not things that you look. You know, real hustlers going to lose it, get it back, get up and do what they got to do. You shouldn't judge people by how much money they make. You judge people by the loyalty. Like our whole motto at No Limit Forever, it ain't about the money. It's about the loyalty. Because if you got the loyalty, we're going to make the money because we know how to hustle. So we could have a lot of money, lose it. It don't matter because with this team and this family, we're going to get out there and hustle. You know, I watched the thing with T.O. on TV, and I was disappointed, you know, like he crying about his financial situation. Man, we don't have time. We from the hood. We ain't got to cry about our financial situation. We get out there and go change it. I got a book coming out. It's called $1 Million Sucker. All you got to do whatever you did to get there the first time, just work extra harder. That's what Donald Trump did. He fell off five times. You know what I'm saying? So I look at that like, man, but they know that man was about money. So I got this book coming out. It's called $1 Million Sucker. And the reason this book is called $1 Million Sucker, I don't know, and I'm going to put this out there, I don't know no entertainer or athlete that ain't been robbed. I ain't talking about gun porn or nothing like that. I'm saying financially. I don't care if the best of the best. You can go from Michael Jordan on down. They've been took. If you look at all the athletes right now, because they don't have time to take care of their business. And you don't have time to know your business at the time that you're in it. And that's what I want to change for that next generation. Let's educate ourselves on financial literacy and still be hood, still keep it real. But that's the way we could build a generational wealth.
Exactly. That's awesome right there. That's amazing. You are all, you know, you're an entrepreneur, humanitarian, you know, rapper, producer. It's all in one. You wear so many hats, and you work in them hats, too.
Well, you know,
you're not
to be
just
honest,
wearing them. You work
exactly.
It.
Exactly. You can't be afraid to wear different hats. You know, I come from the hood, but sometimes you do have to clean it up for corporate America. You got to turn on and keep it hood when you got to. I mean, it should be a balance. You know, you should be able to wear different hats. All the most successful people, they do. You got to tell them, then at home, you got to go be a family person with your family. You know what I'm saying? You can't be the same celebrity and the star you is out there in public. To your family, you're not a star, so you got to be able to be humble and keep it real with your family. You know, my grandmother don't care how many records I sold. To me, I'm a grandson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you definitely got to be diverse. And anybody that's out there listening, don't be afraid to educate yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care how tough or how hard you is. Don't be able to educate yourself if you want to make some real money.
Exactly. And the point is making money, not giving it away. You know, we have these artists that get out here. They want to, I mean, it's okay sometimes to, you know, let everybody see what you got going on, but some just give away freely. You know, you have the, oh, I got this mixtape, I'm just giving away this and I'm giving away that. You know, be educated, get paid for it. Those people that you see handing out, they getting paid.
Yeah, well, they making money. You know, the thing about it, you got to be able to make money before you be able to give it away. So that's what this generation got to realize, because you still got your bills to pay. You know, I don't care whatever level you is, you think it. Even they got people that making millions of dollars, they still struggling because they got bigger bills. You know, and I get out there and hustle every day because I realize that I have a bigger lifestyle. Somebody else said, P, why you hustle so hard? Man, because I want bigger things. And I was introduced to a different lifestyle, so I got to have that lifestyle. When I ain't had that lifestyle, it didn't matter. You know, $10,000 was a lot of money to me when I was living in the project because that was the only lifestyle that I was able to see. And then once I was able to see another lifestyle, I'm like, man, I can't go back. I got to hustle hard. I love where I'm from, but I got to hustle just to not go back physically. You know, I don't mind going to visit, you know what I'm saying? But when you see all mm-hmm. these tragic stories out there, you know, that's because people stop hustling. They think that money going to keep on coming forever. People don't realize fame do go. Michael Jackson was one of the biggest stars in the world, and he ran out of money. So what do you think about some artists that getting a 2 or 3 year run, or even a 5 year run? You know, you're addicted to a whole other lifestyle now. So you got to work harder to keep that lifestyle if you want it.
Exactly. I mean, I'm telling you over here, you preaching that. You telling that like it is. It's real. That's real, though. People don't. They don't tell others that, and that's why I'm glad people are listening in now and hear what you got. You know, what you're saying is awesome and it's amazing, and people need to hear that right now because a lot of them don't. They don't get that.
People
don't get it. You can feel them, and they still don't get it.
You know, they don't look at the big picture and be like, oh, yeah, he's a celebrity. He got money. I want that life. You don't really want that life if you don't know what to do with it. You know, it's a lot of people committing suicide. Like, I live in Beverly Hills. You know how many people I know commit suicide when they lose their money? I'm like, really? What happened to that person? They say, well, they lost all their money to the stock market. I lost money to the stock market. I'm about to go and jump off the bridge. The same way I lost them, I'm going to make some more.
I think it'd be more than that. That's crazy. I can't lose my life, but
man, as long as I'm living, I can lose it all, y'all, then come back and start over tomorrow.
Exactly.
You know, they just caught up with these people on the internet and these gossip magazines be saying about me. Like, if you really go and check those people in them gossip magazines that's talking, or the people that's going online versing their opinion, where do they live at? Because I don't see none of them up where I live at. You know what
Beverly
I'm saying? I mean, when I was at the bottom of the hill, I ain't had time to talk about nobody. I'm about doing winding my own business. I'm trying to get my family out the hood. You think I got something negative to say about somebody else that got a lot of money or made a lot of money? Man, I'm really like, man, that person made it. I can make it. Let me go work hard. I ain't got time to put no negative in it. If I did, I'd still be in the hood.
And I say that all the time. I say it all the time. I ain't got time to worry about what you doing. I'm sitting up here grinding, trying to do, you know,
and
what?
Guess what?
Well, I'm trying to make myself.
You're sitting up there worrying about somebody else that done made it or what they situate. At least they got that. Even if they lose it, oh, never had nothing else. Them people got that. You still sitting in the hood trying to figure out how to get there. That was the key to my success. Like, man, that person's successful. That's a black person. They made it. Oh, man. I know we could get there. You know, I know we can get there. I'm happy for them. You know, all the gossip stuff they say about them, I ain't got time for that. You know, I know that person ain't hit a level of life that I just got to figure, okay, if that person lost it when he got there, what I need to do to keep it? Now I got to go educate myself. I either got to educate my kids now. You know what I'm saying? And I just think these people building a generational wealth. You know, and to build that, I watched Donald Trump like, you got to make some stumbles. So I don't even look at the stumbles that I made. I look at that as growing pains. Like, you know, now, okay, if I get now, no, I was thinking to get to that millionaire status. Now I'm thinking, man, what I got to do to get to that billionaire status? I got to work super hard. And then how do I hold on to that? You know, because that's a lot. So, you know, I got to prepare myself. And that's what I've been doing. I'm preparing myself, you know, to find other investments. Yeah, you know, and I, like I said the first time, I mean, I got in investments when the stock market crashed. You know, I thought that was a way, you know, it seemed like a good way. But did I cry about it? No, I just took my lip and, like, held my head up. Man, let me go figure something else out. But whatever I got left, let me go turn that into something because I come from the ghetto. You know, I don't sit up there and worry about what somebody say.
That's how you got to do because nobody's not going to help you. You just going to have to
help
just
you. Think
stuff
about
it out
people
and get
to working. People gossip about you. I've been helped so many people. And, I, you know, when I started this television thing, I went to a couple of athletes. I said, man, look, you know how the economy is now. You know, I got a couple of $1 million all put together and do this television network. Man, it was like, man, what? A television? What are we going to do that for? Man, let's go take a trip to the Bahamas, man, and vacation. I say, you'd rather spend millions of dollars to go to vacation, then I'm trying to figure out somewhere we could keep making money. That's what that other culture is doing. They finding things to constantly make money, and we don't do that. We just find ways to constantly spend money, and we don't have nothing coming back in. So it's like a bag with a hole in it. You know, and a lot of those guys now they ain't in the lead. Now they're looking at Pete, man, what we just do? I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't know. You better figure something out because I'm good.
Exactly.
So, nah, but
it's
that
crazy.
Next generation, anybody that's listening, you know, invest in yourself. People not going to believe
mm-hmm.
in you until you make a way. Nobody believed in me till No Limit end up building and turning into a real brand. You know, they thought I was just a country boy crazy. What is he talking about it, make him say, is he crazy? What is that about? You know, but I believed in what I did, and I kept on going.
2011, we here. No Limit
yeah.
forever. It is.
Yep,
it's
over,
no limit
over
75 forever.
Million records sold. I mean, it's a blessing.
Exactly.
It come from the hood.
75 million. You can't get no better than that. Platinum.
Well, I just want to thank all the fans again. Yeah, thank all the families out there for supporting me. And we're about to do it again. I did it once, and I'm going to do it again for this generation. And that's unheard of. You know, I'm the Michael Jordan that is, but Michael Jordan couldn't come back to basketball because he ain't had the legs. I got the legs to come back and do this.
I'm telling you, you my motivator. I'm motivated.
So y'all be good. Thank y'all, and I definitely be gonna keep in touch.
Okay, and how if they wanted to follow you, you gave out your Twitter earlier. Everybody,
yeah, I gave out my Twitter.
You gave out
and
information.
Then you could go to NoLimitForeverRecords.com, and my Twitter is Master P Miller.
And also got a new website, Trump
yeah.
Soldiers.
Yeah, True Tank Soldiers. Go to that website.
True Tank Soldiers.
Yeah,
True
and if y'all
want
to follow me for the health challenge that I'm taking, you could go to hiphopmoney.com.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you here with us today, and we thank you, and we welcome you back anytime. Anybody has No Limit Camp, y'all welcome to come back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. It's a positive show, and we thank you for being on, a positive influence, and we just are so grateful that you came on today.
Oh, thank you, sir.
All right. We always end it by saying
later.
We wish you all the best, much love and success, and God bless. All right. You were just listening to Master P. Miller, and right now we're going to go back to that Megan Good.
No Limit Forever.
Get money. She look like a movie star.
That one.
Mom's in here. She got that good. Watch how she turn haters when she walk.
Whoa, Kima Sabe. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. Whoa, Kima Sabe. Got the better chick up in here right beside me.
Whoa, Kima Sabe, got the better chick up in here right beside me. out.
Check out.
She bad, ain't it?
Bad.
Clothes fit her so right, it look like they been painted. Man, I swear she famous. Ooh. Can't nobody touch her. She was green when I met her, now she a stone bone hustler. We get it in, me and her, we by the bar. Both got that tank around our neck, they know who we are.
Yeah.
That's my motto. She make it wild.
Anything
she wants, she get it, I'm a baller. In the latest coupe, matching his and hers. Hop out like two polar bears with the latest furs. We doing things, we all about the clout. She got that Megan good, know what I'm talking about?
Whoa, whoa, keep it diving. Got the baddest chick up in here right beside me. Whoa, whoa, keep it diving. Got the baddest chick up in here right beside me. She got that good.
Support me and iJive Urban Rich Radio. because we doing this thing together. We doing it together. We're here. This platform is to promote you guys, to support you, make sure you get heard, you get well connected. That's what we here for, y'all. That's why we here, to support you. Right now, we want to go to some music. We're going to take a break. We're getting into our second half. We have Doc Ice in the building. What? Did I say Doc Ice? Yes. We have Doc Ice in the building. So you already know it's gonna be real today. You know, we're going to get it in. So right now, we're going to break it down, and we're going to chill for a minute, and we're going to go to some music. We've been playing some hot songs today. You know, I love that No Limit, but right now we want to go to that Murphy Lee. I know y'all know who Murphy Lee is. I'm that What's That Poppin'. If y'all don't know, Nicki Rich is What's Poppin' right now.
A day note. I'm there with that popping. You know you nothing. You ain't lying.
Yeah, they know.
Bought me everything. Car, house, dog, everything. She taught me off and let me on in everything. This lady, Verwine, she make everything. She got that pow, pow, ping, ping, boom, boom. Her ride smoother than my old school. I told that girl, don't worry, I got good news. Not only good, good, but I'm a good dude. Mr. Tuco, I think she love my guru. Maybe it's my demeanor or maybe my views on YouTube. See, I'm what's poppin', I noticed that I'm the man. Say I'm the damn man, ma'am, damn, yes I am. They know, they know, they know, they know.
So many women, I can't even name them all. I'm having dreams, all I heard is take me to the mall. I'm the reason why your girlfriend gone on Sunday morning. She at a different church, I swear to God. I asked her, would she leave you? She said, hell no. Smart girl, guess my sex is better, dog.
I'm that what's that poppin', you that what's that floppin'. You not what they looking for, you not what they coppin'. I'm what's poppin' in Compton, I'm what's goin' in Florida. I'm what's sellin' in projects all over America North. The better the music, the better the business. The more that I make, the more that they hate, the more that I'm winning. They know, they know, they know.
Welcome back, welcome back. We have our special guest in the building, y'all. We have the legendary Doc Ice in the building of Houdini and UTFO. Y'all, we're excited. We're so excited to have him. So right now, we want to get into our second half of the show on iDive Urban Rich Radio.
the hottest radio station on the planet. If you don't know, now you know. All right, here we go.
Y'all are tuned in to Miss Nikki Rich I Guy Urban Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, it's your boy Dayo Winston the candidate. What on earth? No, I'm saying coming out from 706. Y'all tune in to Miss Nikki Rich Blog Talk Radio. If y'all ain't tune in, homie, cut around down. So get with the program, get with them, get rain over. Get with them, get lost on it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have to rest up on the well. It's time y'all tune in. Let's get this thing pop.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio, the hottest show on the planet right now. We have our second, you know, our second half of the show starting now with Doc Ice, known as Dr. Ice. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Ice. He is a rapper in the hip-hop world. He was with the group UTFO, most famous for Roxanne Rocks. Man, I know y'all look. All right, I love that rock saying, y'all. And he released a single in 1984 before the self-titled debut album in 1985. The group recorded four albums together that, I mean, they hit it hard, y'all. It went chart, I mean, it went hard, as well as number two album in the country, under Michael Jackson on the Billboard charts. He is also the younger brother of Jahlil of the hip-hop group Houdini. Did y'all hear me? Houdini. Doc got his early start before UTFO as a dancer for Houdini, also along with the Kingo Kid. And you know, he could be seen in many, many videos and performances. Doc Ice has a stage persona that nobody has. He has that debonair. He has that debonair stage performance, y'all. All right, y'all. He was the first. It was the first group to perform an R&B ballad on Soul Train. The first breakdance group. The first to breakdance is for a rap group in Houdini. First breakers on a talk show known as Phil Donahue. And more, and so on, y'all. We would like to welcome y'all. We have Doc Ice in the building.
What's going on? What's the deal, Miss Nikki Rich?
Hey.
Oh man, I'm so happy to be up here, just enjoying life, you know, enjoying, you know, being around this long and continuing to push that good music that we love. Oh, hip-hop.
That's what I'm talking about. We're so glad to have you on here. Man, I've been checking you out, your music, all, you know, your back. You just been doing it. You've been doing your thing, I'm telling you. You're pretty hot.
Well, look, thank you, man. Trying to keep it good, you know, trying to make sure that, you know, we show people that, you know, when it comes to hip-hop, it has nothing to do with age. It has something to do with the skills and how you feel. And that's why we've been around for these many years, you know, still pushing platinum songs and still dropping new jewels and new videos, trying to keep our people happy and satisfied and educated at the same time.
Exactly. See, I know you was talking about the age thing. You're not worried about age. We're talking about numbers. We want to see that moolah, don't we?
That's right. We want to see that paper. That's how I go.
That's what we want to see right there.
Tell us what you got going on right now. Well, the blessing is we have a new single out as we speak, and the single is called The Comeback. And we've been getting so much support, you know, from the comeback with, you know, from people like my girls Mona J and the music has. They've been supporting us, letting people know out there in New Zealand how strong this song is with the hip-hop guards, my man Flatline and Chuck D and Limelight Entertainment, my manager Noodles with Cookieware, and my man who actually filmed the comeback, El Bravador from El Bravador Films. You know, he's been supporting it. My girl over in France, Amel LeBron, Full Force. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Everybody up on Facebook have been holding us down and making sure that we rep the right way. You know, my girl DC Queen Diva, DJ D Nitty. It's like so many people showing support on this record, The Comeback. And their words to me was, Doc, this is not a record. This is a movement. So we've been blessed to have something that, you know, after all of these years, you know, still holds some substance and still moves the people. And I say it's a song that puts the soul back in hip-hop, because I believe that's what's missing with a lot of the new things that we hear today.
It's great. You know, we're talking about that soul train. We're talking about soul train. That's what we need. We need that soul train back. You know,
that's
you
soul
all out on the dance floor. Yes, that's what we need right now, you know? I miss those days, man. But
yeah, because we
right
have so
here.
Much. That's right.
Man, we got the chat room going crazy. Everybody repping Doc in the building.
Shout out to D-Boy. What's up, good people?
We're podcasting live. We worldwide right here.
Oh, that's what's up. Y'all tuned in to Urban Rich Radio. Ride with us, because this is what we do with Miss Nikki Rich. This is how it goes down, y'all, when you got hip-hop in the building.
Hip-hop, the legendary Doc Ice in the building.
Yeah! No doubt. And we got to make sure that they keep supporting that video. You know, go to the YouTube, and when you guys check it out, just look up Doc Ice, The Comeback. Comeback, one word. You know, put your comments and click the like, and let's get these hits up, y'all, to continue to show them that we are aware of our hip-hop, and we are concerned about it, and we want to do something about it. That's why the doctor has dropped this jewel, which will come behind the album, which is entitled The Doctor Will See You Now. So y'all look for some great surprises, some good collabos, but some real conscious music that's going to keep you moving, at the same time keep you grooving, but it's definitely going to make sure you understand where we are in hip-hop and show the change that we need to make to continue to grow and not let them take what we built from us.
Well, we got The Comeback. We're going to go to The Comeback right now. All the listeners tuned in, call in at 1-323-580-5749, and you have to press that 1 to let us know that you would like to talk to our guest, Doc Ice. Doc, I'm telling you, I don't know if you're on Twitter right now, but it's going ham.
It's going ham.
It's crazy. I can't do it.
No doubt. Y'all blow up them lines. That's what we supposed to do.
Oh, it's full, honey. It's crazy over here. I can't see. But we're going to go to The Comeback.
Okay.
Y'all check it out. Here first, Doc Ice, the legendary Doc Ice in the building. I Jive Urban Rich Radio. Let's go.
I can hear them holler up in the beauty parlor, all in the barbershop. Come back, Doc. I set the whole world ablaze. Drop the jewel, spark the craze. A long way from my block partying days, when they said that ain't nothing but a phase. Axe mix, Axe Kang, Axe.
What
e.
they say?
Donnie Simpson was the first to quote me.
What you say?
Hip hop with last E, Turner,
and
Lee.
Then what?
And then we finally got our MTV. Set the whole state ablaze before the vibe. Rap the page.
Come on.
Before the source.
Come on.
Before the diamond. Before hip hop became just rhyming.
Oh.
Now I'm at a rap concert on standby. And then they front on me like, who the fuck am I?
Word.
Well, I'm the reason why you live like that.
Talk about
well, here's the kickback.
The what?
The comeback.
You're rocking it, holler.
Get off.
up in the beauty parlor.
What smoke is, what smoke is?
I'm in the body shop.
Just go by the name of Mocha Shop.
Come back down. When I still can. With the mic in hand. It makes the world bend. With my girl. I tell the whole world the truth.
Okay,
see, hip hop is not just for the youth.
Talk about
now
it,
we're supposed to congregate, not separate.
Look,
but look, divide the kids. Look,
don't
race. Change your ways
and
change your flow.
You
was the queen,
then,
but now we're whole. I only speak what the DOC knows. If it's hell below, then you all gonna go. Cause you're living rich, you thanking God.
So
then the poor who made you Lord.
Nicky.
Who is your God? This question is vital. From my understanding,
what?
God is just a title, like teacher, doctor, lawyer, nurse.
Talk about it.
Talk what you know,
and
not what you rehearse or what you heard. Don't follow tradition. Master your sword and hold your position.
You're
up in the beauty parlor. Up in the barber shop.
Okay, so what's your comment?
Come back down while I still can. With the mic in hand.
Oh,
you make the world bend. I set the whole city ablaze. Headed the line
and
fronted the page
and
centered the fold
and
rocked the stage. A star was born, a legend is made. Yep, understand what I'm talking
about.
You call me old school
and
try to shut my mouth, but you gon' take this ass whooping. Cause I'm gonna turn away. Straight ahead, I'm looking. Fear not, want not, I'm focused.
Not me.
Look around, I got legions rolling with me.
Pool.
That little crowd that you got, time to run that.
Get up.
Take the crime out the verse and put the fun back.
Put it back.
Time to get what you deserve. Well, here's the pitch. Without the curve, you'll throw the ball. I'm Mike Piazza, giving you signs. Swinging, I gotcha.
You out to hear it holler. Up in the beauty parlor. Up in the barber shop. Come back, Doc. While I still can. With the mic in hand. It makes the world bend. With my girl.
I set the whole city ablaze.
And
headed the line.
Then
fronted the page.
Then
centered the fold. Rocked the stage. A star was born. A legend is made.
All right. Welcome back. We got Doc. Now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing but fire right there. You know, that is fire. You ended with legend. That's what I'm talking about. You ended it with a legend. He said, I'm the legend.
Born, a legend is me.
That's what I'm talking about.
No doubt.
That's right.
We're pushing it, and we're trying to let them know that, you know, this is just the beginning of it. This is like, you know, when you guys really get to check into the album and, you know, you get to hear, you know, the song that I have with my daughter, Nequasia, who, you know, she just graduated, you know, from college with her music degree, and she's working to push forward. She's on the title cut of the album, which is entitled The Doctor Will See You Now. It's incredible, man. It sounds so hot. I'm actually talking with my boy, I'm drawing a blank right now, but I'm talking with Ralph Trivet. We kind of vibing on some things that we might want to do. I'm trying to get a hold of my man Genuine. But when I finish with this album, y'all are going to really be proud of the outcome of what this album holds, because, you know, I'm fighting to put something rich to it and let you guys know that I care about what you listen to, and I hope that I can not just tickle your ear but educate your ear, and we pass that on so we keep up building each other. That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
You know?
You're right about
exactly. I'm telling you, I mean, just hearing that, when you said the word hip-hop, that's what I think of hip-hop. I know music is changing and everything, you know, more digital, and it's just different right now. It's for the good and, you know, something for the bad, you know. But
right.
When you, I mean, we're in 2011, and for you to create the comeback and sound like that I'm telling you. That's hip-hop.
And if,
that's what I consider hip-hop.
Right, and it feels good to be able to, you know, express that and to show that because, you know, the older you get, the wiser you get, and that's what I believe is happening when it comes to our music. You know, you want to grow and you want to give that wisdom, you know, to that audience because you want them to see that wisdom and show that there's so much you can do when it comes to hip-hop. You know, it's like there's so many different aspects of hip-hop as opposed to staying, you know, fixed in the same area and sounding like everybody else. We want to have that flavor, and we want to give the audience the choice to choose between those flavors and not just be saturated with the same old thing because that's all radio chooses to play. That's why we're blessed with radio stations like Urban Rich Radio because y'all play the variety. Y'all show the difference. We need to bond that gap. And the only way to bond that gap is to have, you know, radio people like yourself who are not afraid of change and who are not afraid to make hit or play, make hits, not just play hits.
Exactly. Well, you know, we're going to go to the phone lines and see what our listeners are, you know, saying about the comeback. For those who want to call in, you can call in at 1-323-580-5749. If you press 1, that lets us know you would like to talk to our guest or myself, Ms. Nikki Rich. Right now, we're going to a 973 number. Caller, you're on the air with Miss Nikki Rich and Doc Ice.
Yo, what's good? What's happening? Am I on? Am I
hey.
On this thing? Hey, how you doing? It's your boy Mega. This Mega the Man.
What's up, Mega?
Mega the Man, how are you?
What's up? Ice, Doc Ice.
Hey, baby, bro.
Yo,
I'm sitting here chilling, man.
Listen, man,
you
I got to say,
boy,
man.
I ain't working hard.
I got to say this, man. You are truly an icon, man. You are one that helped me set off what I do, you know what I'm saying, from the gate. You know what I'm saying? I had, like, from the very first UTFO album and stuff like that or whatever, man, y'all made history with that thing, man.
Thank you very much. You made history with that thing, man.
I mean, y'all the one that, between you and Mixmaster, y'all the one that got me into spinning. I had two record players, not even turntables. I had two record players.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? That's how I started out. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, okay, my thing is this, right? Like, I'm an up-and-coming producer, right? And I'm getting a good web standing and stuff like that. But number one on Reverb Nation and whatnot for like 6 months or whatever, man. And I'm working on getting that exposure and things of that nature. But, like, myself, like, I'm not with this, what the industry doing today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't even consider that hip-hop because, like, I loved it when you guys was out there. It was all different. It was diversity out there. You know what I'm saying? It was different varieties, different types of rap. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, Mega? That's what it's supposed to be because when you take it, let's take it like as if it was food. We don't eat the same thing every day. You know what I'm saying? We want something different because your taste buds want something different, and that's what, you know, our music should be. It's the same thing with clothes. We don't wear the same thing every day. We should have a variety, and that's what music should be. When an artist from back in the days, when it comes to, like, you know, the Rolling Stones or you know, any of those rock groups, when they come out with something new, they put it right in the mix with everything that's happening. It should be the same thing with our music. When we come out with something new, it should mix in with everything that's happening, not be put into a place where they separated and segregated. So, you know, we come from a day of big variety, and I think that the audience should have that. It's the reason why, you know, I'm blessed to have you who come from that era to say, I remember when it was this, Doc. Roxanne spawned over 25 answers. It was a hip-hop soap opera. So it had everybody involved. And it didn't separate us, and I think that's what's missing.
That was the biggest battle ever. They had like rock bands. Man, y'all really legends and stuff like that or whatever, man. I don't know.
No doubt.
If I wanted to submit some stuff to you, right? How can I be a part? Because I want to help bring the essence back. Like, if you listen to any of my beats, like, I don't do the cookie cutter thing. I can't do the trap beats that everybody doing. You know, shouts out to Les Google. No question, but. You know what I'm saying? I'm with, I'm with diversity, man. Every single track I do is different, man, and I put that very essence in my work. You know what I'm saying? It's
one love.
Itself.
Well, let's do it like this. This how you get at your brother. I'm up on the Twitter, and you can get me at The Real Doc Ice. That's TheRealDocIce. Lock me in, let's become friends, and then let's DM each other, and then we exchange our direct information from there.
All right, no question.
All right,
about
that's
it,
cool.
Yo, for y'all listeners that don't know, man, this is truly an icon. Y'all better Google him. Yeah, I mean, go Google you with you here. And then the bars. Your bars.
Well,
the way y'all, I'm saying, the bars back then, like, y'all was the early Nazis. Like, y'all was the only one that was, like, bringing, like, the dermatology. Yeah, you know I mean, y'all was the first. Yeah, I mean, y'all
That's how it's supposed to be. But I'm gonna hit him with one before you leave, Meg. I'm gonna give you a freestyle. We hit him like this. We say things like, "Back when we told you bite it, by the force of the God I was guided. Put my hand to the pen, to the paper, to the beat. Then the dark ice ignited. We dropped them plenty jewels and left them many tools. Your sister stuck on them corners, smoking and burning coals. We live to love this. You love to live this. And if Ephesians 17, how the world before y'all knew this business. Not plenty bits and pieces took him from out my thesis. Worked on my nephews and nieces. Gonna be some pay increases. We bout these tapers now. To the bike down on my grit. Don't call me unless you got a door, cause I don't wanna hear spit. P to the I-O, N-E-E-R-D-O-C, O-G to the I-D-I-E with R-E-S-E-E-C-T. Full laying firm ground, opening mad doors. I'm trying to feed mine. I help you feed yours. What love, Mega?
Oh, you did it. You just killed it.
Well, right, when this guy said rapping about chicken and applesauce.
He just killed it. He just killed it for him. I just him out. We spelled it out for him. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, my eyes.
You know, we go team exotics all day, you know what I'm saying? The celebrity barbers, the celebrity to the stars, you know what I mean? And you know, got stuff pending, you know, trying to make moves and all that. So
that's what it's supposed to be, you know what I mean? We grinding together. That's what it's all about.
We got things coming up in Atlanta. The Sisters Army show in Atlanta, and we got the premiere show in Birmingham. You know, it's in the same week, it's September the 16th through the 19th. So you know, Tim Exotic is making moves. You gotta know what it is.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. I appreciate that.
Salute to the old school rappers. Everybody don't know the essence. You know what I mean? With the Fat Nation.
And I'll let you guys know, like, whenever people think, you know, artists are, you know, kind of, you know, a little stuck up, or they don't want to do no interviews. I don't know why, and I don't know where they get that from, but when it comes to Doc Ice, that's not me. I'm a fan of our music. Though I was making it, I was a fan of it. So it was a pleasure for me to get a hit record. You know, it was a pleasure for me to have that, because now I was able to take my personality, the joy that I've been blessed with, you know, through our God, from my mom and my pops and my family, I was able to take that joy and bring it across the world and let people see what I grew up in. And now, you know, how many years later, I get to be on a show with you and express that same feeling and get that same love back. So everybody out there, I love all of y'all for supporting real hip-hop, not only Doc Ice. I really do.
And don't it feel good? It feels good right now.
It feels good. Yeah.
Yeah. It does. It feels so good.
It really does. It really does.
We've been getting it in today, I'm telling you. We're so excited to have you here. I mean, I was just, you know how you be like a kid on Christmas? can't wait. Can't sleep.
And I get the same jitters. I'll be like, okay, all right, I got to interview this day. I got to interview that day, and it's the joy. You know, you can't ask for nothing better when it comes to, you know, people showing you love. You got to reciprocate it. If not, I don't really know what you come from, you know. But I come from something of great love, and I want to continue to let that reciprocate to any and everybody that, you know, continues to come our way. So you keep coming our way, y'all. We're gonna keep dropping jewels.
And you know what else feels good? It also feels good to have a platform where people can connect. That's the thing,
right?
You know, network and connecting. Because, you know, right here, people all over the world right now are tuned in to iJive Urban Rich Radio, and they're listening to the comeback. They're listening to the legendary Doc Ice right now. And that feels good, you know, knowing that.
Yeah.
People are calling from everywhere. It feels good.
It does, and I appreciate it, no doubt. And I wouldn't trade it in for the world.
Well, we are so glad to have you here. And is there any other way? Do you have a website? Or I know you were talking about your Twitter or your Facebook. Any other ways that our listeners can contact you?
Well, right now, those are the main ways, you know, everybody can get at me, because I'm trying to use the medium where most of our people go. And once you guys lock in with me on Twitter at The Real Doc Ice, or on Facebook under Doc Ice, you know, those are the main areas that y'all can lock in with me. And then from there, you know, we'll keep pushing and see what other business we can push forward, you know. But that's like the main area, you know, through, you know, Limelight Entertainment. Mainly, you know, if anybody needs to really get at me and do some strong business, you got Mocha Styles, you got, you know, Four Diamond Productions, you know, you can get to us through there. We are very easily accessible, and it's not hard to find a doctor when you need a doctor, and I'll definitely have a cure.
All right, you got the cure.
You know, and Nikki, I sent you two more jewels if you want to vibe those and see what we can blaze with them. But I sent you They Got Me, and I sent you The Ghetto Baby. So, like, let's see if the modern technology is working proper for us, because I think the audience needs to hear that as well.
Yes, we're gonna get to that in a few. Hopefully, we're gonna get to that in a few.
Okay.
So. We're working on that right now, you know.
Okay.
So we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back. We're going to take a short music break, and we're going to come back with more from Doc Ice, all right?
Yeah, we're love. Yes, I'm totally with that. The doctor is in the building.
All right, here we go. Cupid, once live.
Everybody, put your hands together.
Yeah.
All right, all right. We're going to go to one more track, and we're going to get back with our special guest that we have in the building. In the building, y'all. We cannot wait to get back to the legendary Doc Ice here on iJive Urban Rich Radio. Just to let everybody know, you can tune in to iJive Urban Rich Radio each and every Sunday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, y'all, we podcast live. You can catch us on our site at iJiveUrbanRichRadio.blogspot.com. You can also find us in iTunes. You can find us on blogtalkradio.com/iJiveUrbanRichRadio. And if you don't want to do that, guess what? You can call in at 1-323-580-5749. Again, the number is 1-323-580-5749. We have some upcoming events. You can also go to our website, find out about our upcoming events and what we got going on with iJive Urban Rich Radio. Okay, we're going to go to one more track, and then we're going to get back with our guest. I know he has to leave in a few, so we're going to get back to one more track. And right now, we want to take it to Texas, y'all. This is H-Town. They were on iJive Urban Rich Radio. Y'all, show some love for H-Town. I appreciate you.
This song goes out to all the women who are or has been in a bad relationship. There are still good men who understand your pain.
You in a relationship, but you still feel alone. And you're tired of being ignored. You try to tell them how you feel. You've been cussing and fussing and acting out, but he's still not listening to you. Your mind takes a leave, but your heart says no. Forget all I wanna say. Of home, you still love him even though he do you wrong.
Hoping that the happy days come back.
So many tears. Cause you love him and he needs you. For the kids, for the family, trying to make a happy home.
Yeah.
welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. We have the legendary Doc Ice in the building. What's going on?
Y'all, we just chilling, just enjoying the flavors that you playing, you know, the silks, the I Appreciate You, which is real fly and cupid, and it just sounds good to hear good music. I mean, really, really sounds good, and it's a pleasure having a beautiful woman like yourself holding that down.
Well, you know what? I got a present. We got Ghetto Baby. We ready to hear that? You ready for Ghetto Baby?
Yeah. That's what's up. This right here is a party vibe, and, you know, just showing that when it comes to the skills, you know, when it comes to, you know, just being current, you know, it's easy for us. It ain't nothing to do that, you know, so we want people to know, party on the floor with us. When you hear us, you know, touch on those certain music genres that they use today, or the different elements that they use in music, it's because we can. We paved the dues and we paved the way. So when you hear it, check it out, y'all, and rock and watch how we rock that floor with a little reggae twist to it, a little Caribbean feel to it.
Exactly, exactly. You have to bear with me. I just lost it.
That's all right. Look, that's all right. This is how they know this is real.
Yes,
it's like back in the days when that turntable skipped, you go, hey, you know that's real. Ain't nobody playing no tape. That's real live right there.
Okay, all righty. I'm trying to get it now. I just saw it and can't find it. I got so much going on. It's like, you have to bear with us, y'all. We have these lines is crazy here. So, you know, we got a lot going on right here on iJive Urban Rich Radio. And we're going to get to that as soon as I find it, because we have a lot going on right here. I just lost it.
Let it ride. The doctor is in the building and we chilling. And look, we just want to let everybody know that, you know, this is a blessing, y'all, to have a station like this support. You know, my girl Nikki Rich, keep this live, because we want to keep these doors open, because it holds a big future, you know, for artists up and coming. You know, we want to continue to open those doors real wide, support good music, support good people that promote good music, and just continue to uplift, you know, our people, because that's what it's all about, y'all, because, you know, it really ain't for us. It's for what's coming behind us, so we need to really make sure that we're doing the right thing and we're letting these type of situations fall in the right hands, because the wrong people could get it, and a lot of negatives can come from it, so we have to make sure that we fight, you know, for the positive in this music genre.
Exactly. So what can we expect from you?
What can we expect for you in the future? Well, the blessing that you guys can expect from me is, one, I mean, I do a little bit of everything. I'm acting, you know, I got my girl, Tracy Moore, you know, who has the Spirited Actor. She's been training me, you know, since I was a teenager, and she's, you know, responsible for a lot of actors, you know, doing a lot of great things in this film industry. But aside from that, I just, you know, launched my own label, which is entitled Who Sleeps Records, and I titled it that because, you know, when it comes to this music business, you can't sleep. You got to stay on your grind, and our slogan is, we'll sleep when we're dead. But in the meantime, we got the grind, so we got, you know, Who Sleeps Records, you know, continuing to push. We're going to, you know, look for great acts and great situations that we can sign, you know, to the label that will continue to enhance, you know, that good music. Aside from that, you know, hopefully in the future I'll get into the, you know, acting thing full time. But I got to do it part time right now because, you know, when it comes to hip hop, that's my full time job. You know, so a lot of great things. You know, you guys can expect a lot of great things, you know, to happen, you know, for us. And just really support it, guys. You'll definitely be proud of the wisdom that we bring, you know, to this industry, and not just in hip hop, across the board in life. You know, so just support it, y'all, spiritually and physically. We are here for you. And when it comes to, you know, music, this music that you hear us create, you know, it's for an educated audience. It's for an audience that wants to advance. And we have some songs that we do have fun with, you know, but at the same time, we want you to party with a purpose.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to go to Ghetto, baby. We got it. We got it.
We got it lit. We got it lit. That's what's up.
Okay. We got it, guys. So here we go right now. Ghetto Baby. Doc Ice.
Needs to show that artist can touch a lot of different areas and still soar, and that's what Ghetto Baby is. And when y'all hear we put that real, real reggae mix on it, that swing digga digga ding, get ready for the doctor, I see, swing digga digga ding, on already to see we. When they hear that, y'all gonna know the split personality is still in effect.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's real. That is, I like that. That's hot.
Thank you, Mama. I think we're shocking them with that one, you know, because you put it on in any club and they just get to rocking. And that's what it's about. We showing them that it's flavor here, a lot of flavor. We got a lot more miles to go, so the car ain't done yet.
Exactly. This was we got people in the chat room saying that they're going to download it. They was like, they downloaded the show. I mean, it's just been a blessing today to have you on and, you know, just to share what you have going on and your upcoming projects and these songs here. You just killed it along with the freestyle. See, I'm going to have to get a drop from. I'm going to need a drop.
You got it, sis. No doubt. I'm going to be honest to give you a drop. No doubt.
Next time you in the studio, second Nikki Ridge and iDrive Urban Ridge Radio.
Yeah, that's right. This is the Doctor Chillin' with Urban Rich Radio. I don't need no money because I have the rich Nikki Rich.
Well, I need the money.
No.
I need it.
Nigga said, give me the pill, but I don't want to hear that.
No, I'm just kidding. That's why I got the name Rich, because people are like, oh, you know, where you come up? Well, actually, it's my name, my real name,
yeah.
You know.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, I come up with Rich, I shorten my real name, and I come up with Rich because, you know, I feel that. Me personally, I'm rich in mind, rich in body, and rich in spirit. You know, I know who I serve, you know, and he, you know, my father is rich, both of them. My daddy, a preacher, he Reverend Richardson, and my heavenly father is rich. You know, they say he got many mansions. So,
right.
You know, that's where I get the richness from. You know, it's in me.
No
so,
doubt.
You know,
because, like you said, yeah, I agree with you because, you know, like we got to say, you know, when we talk about on this earth, you know, people may be rich, but the Heavenly Father is past that. It's like he's wealthy. He can never go poor because the love and the extension that he gives us is endless, is everlasting. You know, you can't even put a dollar amount on it. So, you know, what he gives us and what we carry, it's a blessing, and people have to look to that, you know. It's a blessing to look at what you have, not at what you don't have, and that should keep
mm-hmm.
you soaring and going forward because we get up every day. You know, we eat every day. We have sustenance. We have, you know, covering over our heads, so we should be blessed
mm-hmm.
with those things. And, you know, when it comes to music, that's an extra blessing, you know, that we get. But all of us are blessed with different talents. Each and every one of us across the world are blessed with different talents. No one man is blessed more than you. That's just not how it is because your God is not possible. So be blessed to know that when you get up and you work what you're worth and put that on somebody and see if they can reciprocate what they're worth on you, and then that's how we grow. That's how we continue to extend ourselves and to be, you know, prosperous. Other than that, you know, what else we have? You know, we have the blessings of each other. Grow on that. Let the music party with us. Let us groove with that. But let's not be broke down by our music. Let's be built up by our music.
And you know how they say live each day like it's your last? I'm telling you, today has been, is this my last day? I have last. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I have had a last. I can
no doubt.
Say it right
there. And you got to love that. That's why I love, you know, when we have interviews like this where we don't sit and try to be all stiff and what are you going to ask me? I don't even need to know that because we're coming from the heart. So whatever you ask me, I'm appreciative of, and I'm going to answer, you know, with a good response because, I mean, I'm built for this. Sis. I live for hip-hop. You know, I live for it, so it's in my bones. It's in my blood. So when we speak, we don't got to set it up. You know, we don't got to do that. It's already set up from the day that we was born. So let's just live life in a comfortable zone. Be open with it. You know what I mean? Whatever you ask me, I'm ready for.
Exactly. And it feels so good to have people come in your path, you know, like you. I mean, you crossing paths for a reason. You know, on my journey to where I'm going and where I'm headed, who did I meet? Dr. Ice on my way.
And I met Nikki Rich. That's right. I can brag too. You know, no doubt. You know, and I don't know how much time we have left.
Oh well, we winding it down, but you know we in overtime right now. The chat room just shut off, but we live on the phone. If there's anything, you know, we live on the air.
That's what's up. I was hoping we might be able to end it with They Got Me. And the reason why I wanted to push that across is because They Got Me is a song that you know, when I wrote it, you know, I didn't, you know, back in the early days they came up with this title for us, or you know, a few years ago called Old School. And at first I didn't like it, I didn't appreciate it. I thought that it was, you know, things that they were saying to, you know, put us in a category. So I didn't appreciate it, and I kind of didn't accept it until it separated us, you know, from the nonsense in hip hop. But I wrote They Got Me because, you know, it's like when you get older and you have kids and you hope that they'll take care of you, you pray that they don't put you in the old folk home and leave you there. I kind of felt like that's what hip hop was doing to us at the time, putting us in an old folk home and leaving us there. And the blessing is that people came and started to get us from out the whole old folk home, because when certain people were saying it, they were saying it out of love. Others were saying it to put us in a category. So that's why I wrote They Got Me. And I want you guys to really feel that flavor and just see the vibe that I put on it. You know, I had fun with it, but I got the point across.
Well, you know what, Doc? We're going to have that in our rotation. We wasn't able to get to They Got Me right now, but we're gonna have all the songs that you to come back, Ghetto Baby, They Got Me. Don't worry about that. We got it in steady, heavy rotation.
That's what's up. Well, I wouldn't be a true rapper if I didn't leave y'all with a verse. Can I do that before we leave?
Oh, you can do it as long as you want to.
That's what's up. Well, I want to thank all of my people. Y'all know I shouted you guys out already, and who I miss, please forgive me. I'm old school. But I love you guys, and I want to end it with something like this here. I say, since the days of Frankie Lyman, I'm born to keep the timing. I keep your rhythm with rhyming. Track as hard as a diamond. DJ Cats will chop a rhythm in. We about to party and shake up your adrenaline. So find a spot and settle in. You stepping with a veteran. An OG, a full of energy, a shot of vitamin C. It's only fear you face your fear here. Cause I'm still the unanalyzable doctor, the unstoppable lyrics of the year. I said, bull rage in its old age. A platinum rapper on the gold stage. Illest Fernando up in the cage. Give me room, I need to vent. Take a deep breath, check my options. Ain't none left, time to take what's mine. All my money stacks, my honors, my Grammys, my hip-hop plaques. Like Uncle Sam, take tax. A legend in this game, check the stats. Dr. Ice, go ahead, Google my name. One love, y'all. I look forward to seeing y'all. Support the comeback, the song, and the movement. You know, hit it up on YouTube. Don't forget, it's under Doc Ice, the comeback. Comeback, one word. Don't forget the Twitter, @TheRealDocIce. Don't forget on Facebook, Doc Ice. Get at me, y'all. Get at my people. Let us know that y'all got love for us, and let's continue to grow in music and be a family. Peace from Doc Ice. One love.
All right. One love.
I can hear them holler.
Doc Ice.
Up in the beauty parlor. All in the barbershop. Come back, Doc. I set the whole world ablaze. Drop the jewels,
what?
Spark the craze. A long way from my block partying days. When they said that ain't nothing but a phase. Axe mix, Axe Chang, Axe
what
E.
They say.
Donnie Simpson was the first to quote me.
What you say?
Hip hop with last E, turn up
and
leave.
What?
And then we finally got our MTV.
Ooh.
Set the whole state ablaze before the vibe.
rap the page.
Come on.
Before the source,
come on.
Before the diamond,
say what?
Before hip hop became just rhyming.
Oh.
Now I'm at a rap concert on standby, and then they front on me like, who the f*** am I?
Word.
Well, I'm the reason why you live like that.
Talk about
well, here's the kickback.
So what?
The comeback.
You're rocking here, holla. Up in the beauty parlor. Up in the barber shop. Come back, Doc. While I still can. With the mic in hand. It makes the world bend. With my girl.
I tell the whole world the truth. See, hip hop is not just for the youth.
Talk about
now
it.
We're supposed to congregate, not separate.
Look,
but look, divide the kids.
Look,
look, death race. Change your ways
and
change your flow.
You
was the queen,
then,
but now a hoe. I only speak what the DOC
knows.
If it's hell below, then you all gonna go. Cause you're living rich, you thanking God.
Thank you,
so then the poor who made you large, who is your God? This question is vital. From my understanding,
what?
God is just a title, like teacher, doctor, lawyer, nurse.
Talk about it.
Talk what you know,
and
not what you rehearse or what you heard. Don't follow tradition, master your sword, and hold your position.
Bring it.
You're rocking here, holler. Open the beauty parlor. Open the barber shop. Come back, Doc. While I still can. With the mic in hand.
Set the whole city ablaze. Headed the line
and
fronted the page
and
centered the fold
and
rocked the stage. A star was born,
a legend is made.
Yep, understand what I'm talking
talk about.
About you call me old school
and, what?
And try to shut my mouth,
but
you gon' take this ass whooping. Cause I'm gonna turn away, straight ahead I'm looking. Fear not, want not, I'm focused.
Not
deep.
Me.
Look around, I got legions rolling
a
with me.
Fool.
That little crowd that you got, time to run that.
Get up.
Take the crime out the verse and put the fun back.
Put it back.
Time to get what you deserve. Well, here's the pitch, without the curve. You'll throw the ball, I Mike Piazza, giving you signs. Swinging, I gotcha.
You're rocking here, holler. Open the beauty parlor. Open the barber shop. Come back, Doc. While I still can. With the mic in hand. It makes the world bend. With my girl.
I set the whole city ablaze.
And
headed the line.
Then
fronted the page.
Then
centered the fold. Rocked the stage. A star was born. A legend is made.
All right. All right. Y'all heard that. A legend is made. That was the legendary Doc Ice. Y'all don't know? Now you know. All right. We had the best show. I mean, when I say the best, we have had the best show today. Y'all just don't know how I'm feeling right now. It was just so awesome. We started it off with Master P. Miller and ended it with the legend. All right. We want to thank everybody for listening to iJive Urban Rich Radio. We are the hottest show with the hottest guests, y'all. We are. If you don't know, now you know. You can tune in Sunday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. Nikki Rich. You can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. You can find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheRealNikkiRich. Or you can email me. If you want to be a part of the show, you can email me at nikkirich79@gmail.com. And what are we doing here at iJive Urban Rich Radio? We are succeeding as we help build your brand. We leave tonight by saying we wish you all the best, much love, and success. And I end by saying, God bless.